This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. North Korea's leader threatens the U.S. after watching a powerful missile test. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The North says leader Kim Jong-un has vowed more offensive actions to repel what he calls U.S.-led threats after watching the third test of his country's most advanced long-range missile. The Korean Central News Agency says the North test-launched the solid-fueled Hwasong-18 missile, designed to strike the mainland U.S. Its built-in solid propellant makes it harder for outsiders to detect its launches than liquid-fueled missiles. Kim's statement suggests he's confident in his growing missile arsenal and will likely continue weapons testing activities ahead of next year's presidential election in the U.S. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Pentagon announces a new international mission to counter attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. In remarks, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says all nations have the right to sail in international waters.
That foundational global right is under new threat today from the totally unacceptable attacks on merchant vessels by the Houthis in Yemen. That's endangering our common prosperity and the lives of innocent mariners.
A magnitude 6.2 earthquake has struck one of China's poorest regions, killing at least 127 people, injuring hundreds, and bringing down mud houses in remote villages. Chinese state media arriving at one of the worst-hit areas in China's northwestern Gansu province found many houses were either at risk of collapse or had already crumbled to the ground. This is VOA News. UN officials voiced anger and disbelief on Tuesday about the situation in Gaza hospitals, where injured people do not have basic supplies and children recovering from amputations are being killed in the ongoing conflict. Most of Gaza's hospitals are no longer operating due to damage and attacks, Israeli raids, and lack of fuel and staff. Those still open are under growing pressure due to both strikes and growing numbers of sick and injured patients arriving. Lava from a large volcanic eruption in Iceland appeared to be flowing away from the only town in the area, offering hope that homes and lives would be spared, even though the seismic activity could last for months, officials said on Tuesday. The government said flights were unlikely to be affected, quashing international travel concerns lingering after the chaos that resulted from the ash cloud caused by an eruption on the North Atlantic island in 2010. Meanwhile, a tourist in the area, Robert Forrester, says he is overjoyed to be able to watch the volcano erupt so dramatically.
I'm very excited to be here in this place, in this time, and just being able to see this natural phenomenon happen, just seeing lava emerge from the ground, even if it's in a particular continent such as this, is just fascinating to see just nature in action. It's just like something from a movie.
The U.S. state of California is about to become the second state to recycle wastewater, including toilet water, into drinking water. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
California regulators plan to vote today on new rules to let water agencies recycle wastewater and put it right back into pipes. Lakeisha Bryant of the Santa Clara Valley Water District says the water will go through what she calls a very expensive advanced water treatment process.
Microfiltration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light disinfection, and the water is pure water at the end.
The state has struggled for decades to have a reliable source of drinking water for its more than 39 million residents. Kirsten Struve is with the Santa Clara Valley Water District Water Supply Division.
We live in California, where the drought happens all the time, and with climate change, it will only get worse.
Right now, Colorado is the only state to recycle wastewater. I'm Donna Warder.
A new Biden administration refugee program will let U.S. sponsors nominate specific people they want to bring to the United States in an effort that could help families reunite and involve more everyday Americans into resettlement efforts. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.